Coming up, we'll be talking about Jim Henson's Idea Man, the success of Taylor Swift on Disney+, plus also an update on CinemaCon. But before we go any further, make sure you do hit that subscribe button to keep up with the latest Disney+ news. Hi, it's Roger here from What's On at DisneyPlus.com. It's time for a quick Disney+ news roundup. Let's start off with talking about CinemaCon, which took place last night in Las Vegas. Now, CinemaCon is very different from like Comic-Con or D23 or anything like that. It is primarily for theatre owners and people that work within like the theatre business, and so they put on these big presentations to the cinema owners to kind of hype up what they're doing, to sort of showcase what's coming, to also kind of give them an idea of what's going to be the biggest titles and the things they need to focus on, you know, getting more screens, and generally it's about the business side of thing. And obviously as well, they bring in like influencers and press and stuff, but also you can just buy a ticket, but it's about like $1,000 to go see these presentations. It's not your typical kind of Comic-Con. And so a lot of this stuff, again, is aimed at these theatre owners to try and basically get as many screens and to get their support. So Disney put on a presentation. They actually showed off about 75 minutes worth of footage of Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. It was about, I think, about 10, 13 minutes, about 9 minutes of Deadpool and Wolverine. They also saw about 35 minutes of Inside Out 2. General feedback so far from everyone that seems to be is that all of this stuff's pretty good. They also got to see clips of Alien Romulus. They also got to see little bits of updates on some of the upcoming Searchlight Pictures film, including The Amateur. We've also got Kind of Kindness and these kind of things of really kind of showcasing what's coming up. And one of the other things that we all got to see was a new trailer for Young Woman and the Sea, which is coming out in selected cinemas on the 31st of May. Stars Daisy Ridley as a swimmer that swims across the channel, and we kind of see the challenges that she faces, not just from the ocean and jellyfish, which look really, really creepy, but also generally just like at the time of sexism and just like not wanting her to do it. Looks really interesting. Now, originally this was going to be a Disney Plus original film, but instead they've decided to put it out in cinemas for a limited time. I suspect it will probably arrive on Disney Plus a little bit quicker than your typical film does. I suspect maybe around the time of the Olympics, that might kind of tie in with that one there. I thought the trailer looked really good. Definitely want to see it. Whether or not I would go see this at the cinema, it's definitely a kind of a film I would probably more likely see at home. But again, these kind of movies, they have a much smaller budget. If they can pull in enough money to cover the cost of making the film and a little bit more, it's all good. It's all gravy. It's good. So let us know. Did you enjoy that trailer? Let us know in the comments below. Also, during that same CinemaCon event, there were some updates on Thunderbolts. They've added a little asterisk to the title. We don't know what that means. Kevin Feige kind of joked about the fact that it will make more sense when the movie comes out, but it's a bit spoilery. Now, this could be that they're going to change the name maybe when one of the other movies comes out closer to it. So that's coming out in May of next year. They also got to see a little bit of footage from the upcoming Captain America film and got to see Harrison Ford for the first time. But again, I wouldn't expect any of this footage to get out online also being released. I'll probably hold most of this back. Again, very different kind of audience going to this. This is not your typical audience going, and anyone kind of taking images and stuff would have been much more, it would have just been much more risky for them, because obviously it's jobs and stuff rather than just your average Joe going. But yeah, lots of stuff there. Really kind of showing off bits and pieces. The upcoming Lion King film was shown off. They also got Moana 2, a little bit of a prequel. A preview of that come in with The Rock coming in and doing a bit of a dance and stuff. He's obviously had enough of having his butt whipped last weekend in Philadelphia, and now he's doing some dancing in Las Vegas. What a life he lives. But yeah, so overall it was primarily focused on the core of this year's major titles plus a few of early next year's. I would expect we'll see more of this stuff over the coming weeks and months ahead, and maybe heading into D23 in August. But yeah, it's always nice to have a little bit of an update. It's never something really for Disney Plus. It's always about cinemas. It's not that. It's the wrong audience. You don't go to cinemas, a cinema convention, and talk about your streaming service. It's just not there. But Disney and Marvel did kind of reiterate that they are very much committed to cinemas, and you can definitely see that swing back now. They like movie releases because it makes them more money than just putting things straight onto streaming. They're still going to do streaming stuff. They also talked a little bit about how, like, 20th century, and especially Searchlight Pictures, is their way of creating original movies and doing something a little bit different and offering more variety across, especially across their 7 different theatrical brands, which I think is good. I think personally, for me, Searchlight Pictures is delivering stuff that, you know, that the other brands just can't do in the same way. But yeah, let us know what you think of all of the news that came out of CinemaCon. Love to hear your thoughts on all this in the comments below. Disney has also confirmed that a brand new documentary, Jim Henson Idea Man, will be coming to Disney Plus on the 31st of May. So this is a new documentary taking a look at the life of the man that created characters for Sesame Street, The Muppets, Fraggle Rock. This one, I think for classic fans of Disney, are going to love it. I'm looking forward to learning a little bit more about him. I don't know much about Jim Henson, even though I grew up watching The Muppets and Fraggle Rock and, you know, those characters, but I never really at the time really thought about how they made it or who made it. So yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing what they do with this documentary. It's being directed by Ron Howard. Yeah, so I think it's going to be really good. It's been in development for a number of years. Nice to see it finally, a little bit of a clip of it, but obviously we should get a trailer pretty soon. Though I did think the other day, or that it's a little bit weird with like major releases between Beach Boys and the Jim Henson documentary. Very much looking at like older audiences, which I think is good. I think, you know, Disney Plus often is, you know, goes after younger audiences and stuff. So these are very much aimed at a much older audience, because I can't see younger people being that interested in this, which I think is good. I think Disney Plus needs more content. I do think the Hulu or Disney Plus add-on has brought in more variety, but it's nice to see a little bit of variety coming in on Disney Plus. So it's not all just aimed, you know, at younger folk. But I'm looking forward to these, but then maybe that's just because I've got a little bit too old for this stuff. But nevertheless, let us know. Are you excited about the Idea Man? Love to hear your thoughts on that in the comments below. Moving on from there, let's now talk about Taylor Swift The Eras Tour. So this one recently got released on Disney Plus, and it was apparently a big success. Now, Nielsen has released its data for the week that it came out, and the film did really well. It was actually the second most watched film across any of the different streaming platforms. So it did really well. It pulled in over 677 million minutes viewed, which is about half of what Damsel did on Netflix, which really shows the difference. But they still managed to beat out many of the other big films that were out recently, including Irish Wish, Wonka and Poor Things. Shogun's also doing pretty well for Disney Plus and Hulu. Obviously Bluey continues to be a big thing, and Grey's Anatomy. So those are the key ones. So it's kind of like with Taylor Swift of it's done very well. I mean, it's the second most watched sort of film of the week on any streaming service, not just Disney Plus, across the board. But I do feel like with Taylor Swift, there's almost like this exception that the idea that this was going to be watched massively, like it was a huge audience and it was going to pull in, like it was almost like an Avengers Endgame event, and it wasn't. You know, there wasn't that kind of thing. A concert reaches a much different audience, and obviously the film had been released in cinemas. It had been a big success there. It also had been released on digital platforms, and people, obviously millions of people, had been to see the concert. So by the time it hit Disney Plus, you know, a lot of the audience has already checked into it. So it is a huge success, but I feel like there's a lot of people looking at it kind of going, well, it didn't do as well as they thought it was. And it's like, no, you put your own assumptions onto how well this did. It's still the second most watched movie of the week. That is not a bad thing when you think of, you know, the US. But generally on a whole, you just look at the Nielsen charts right now and you really see the viewership of most shows and films is much lower. We're really seeing, you know, people watching a lot less streaming. I think people just, you know, and also a lot of this as well is comparing to like a couple of years ago when we were all locked in, or, you know, we couldn't go out as much. And like now we've got more freedom. There's a lot more stuff to watch, video games, etc. You know, it's generally, you can see, not necessarily it's good to be comparing to a couple of years ago, but I think now you need to be comparing to things that are also out around the same time. It did well. I mean, I would have liked it to have done a little bit better, but let us know what you think of this in the comments below. Let's now talk about what's new on Disney Plus today. The big new release is a new Searchlight Pictures film, The Greatest Hits. So this one is out on Hulu and Hulu on Disney Plus in the US, Disney Plus around the world. A really lovely, charming, like time travel type movie where a woman, she loses her sort of boyfriend in an accident, and if she plays certain music, it sends her back and she can try and like change time. So she's trying to find a song that can get her back to change the events of what had happened. But along the way, she, at a grief meeting, she then meets somebody else and starts feeling for him and is feeling conflicted. And it's a nice easy movie. You know, brings on the tears a bit. It's not funny in any which way. There's not really any humour in it. I think there could have been a little bit of that. If, you know, it's like these two like are hanging out and going, you guys are really, and I know you're going through a lot and the grief and all the rest of it, but it would have been, there's not a lot of fun going on. So that would have been nice. Yeah, I think it's a perfect streaming movie. They did release it in cinemas, I think, for about a week. But this is, again, what I keep saying about how I feel Searchlight Pictures is really just dropping these interesting films that are so much away from what we would typically get from Disney. You know, for someone like me, I'm really enjoying this kind of selection. I think The Greatest Hits is really worth checking out this weekend. If you're going to watch it, good time to watch it. I'm going to be watching Argylle. That's just dropped onto Apple TV. I have not seen that one. So that's one I'm going to be watching this weekend. But because I've already seen Greatest Hits. But yeah, I definitely say watch it once, give it a go. I thought it was pretty good. I kind of give it like 3.5 out of 5. It's not the best movie of all time, but it's a nice, easy go. And it's also quite good to have just like one little thing in there. And there's also, again, just nice to have a little bit of choice. But that's obviously the big new release. Let us know. You're going to be checking out The Greatest Hits. Love to hear your thoughts on that in the comments below. In our comment of the day, which comes from Brendan, who says, so Roger, how do you feel about the release of the Star Wars content this year with the final season of The Bad Batch currently airing, Tales of the Empire in May, The Acolyte in June, and Skeleton Crew coming later this year? And how do you feel about the release of The Mandalorian and Grogu coming out in 2026? Do you think it's all a bit too soon, or wait until December of that year to release it? So let's deal with the Disney Plus this year. So obviously we've got The Acolyte this summer, and we'll have Skeleton Crew later this year. From a core audience point of view, from like mainstream audience, most people are not paying attention to The Bad Batch, and even less will be paying attention to the Tales of the Empire shorts. These are really much more for diehard fans, and that's not really something that I think will change. There's a lot of people that just will not check it out because it's animated and it's for kids, and they just won't bother with it. So Acolyte is going to be the big major release. I think it's needed. I mean, you gotta think. I mean, we had Echo. We've not really had anything major. You know, when most people think of Disney Plus, they think of Marvel and Star Wars, and we've had a big break. I mean, I'm really enjoying X-Men right now. I think that's really good. Bad Batch, I'm a bit hit and miss on it. It's good and it's not all right, but I'm not really. But I do feel like in some way they might have been better off just holding off a little bit on some of this stuff. But I do think 2 series a year is probably the best idea for them to do. Maybe even go down to 1 if they're going to release a movie. We need a little bit less in order to make it feel a bit more special. It's kind of one of those things, I think. It's like anything. If you have cake, it's lovely. But if you have cake every day, or if you had cake with every single meal the same, but you're going to get bored of it very quickly. So I do think it makes sense for them to slow it down a little. And the animated side can fill in the gaps. I mean, I personally maybe wouldn't have gone with Tales of the Empire dropping just a week. I would have maybe held off and pushed back Bad Batch to have its finale on that day instead, because they've done all these double episode drops. They could have dropped it in, unless there is going to be, I don't think there will be, but that's probably how I would have done it. And I would have just held back Tales of the Empire for a later date and just give it a bit of room. As far as Mando next year, I think it's good. I mean, I think next year we're all only going to be getting Andor anyway, so that'll be the only series. I think a series and a movie a year is probably, I think that's probably going to be the sweet point. If you don't want to overdo it, but you don't want to underdo it. And I think, you know, you can hit that right there, you know, between the two. A series and a movie a year, I think that's probably the sweet spot. And then you throw in an animated thing here and there just to kind of keep diehard fans happy. But let us know, what do you think of all this in the comments below? Go check us out over at whatsondisneyplus.com. Like, follow, and subscribe. And I shall see you guys soon. Laters.